Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is, you know that it's January 6th week. It's the week in which the House January 6th committee will hold its first hearing, which they want to be a really big, big show. And so the question today is, what if there were Republican-appointed members on the committee? What would happen there? I mean, the premiere of this January 6th show is just days away. But now, some Democrats appear to be concerned about publicly discussing the show's, frankly, political nature. Okay, so you've been hearing from me for quite a while, as recently as yesterday, that many Democrats on the January 6th committee view the January 6th committee hearings, starting with this primetime session Thursday night, as a way to revive their party's dying hopes of keeping control of the House in this November's midterm elections. That is not exactly a secret. But here's the thing. On Tuesday morning, the New York Times said the quiet part out loud in a story that was headlined, January 6th hearings give Democrats a chance to recast midterm message. So that was the website version. The print version of the headline, very similar, was embattled Democrats hope January 6th hearings will motivate voters. Okay, so these are two stories about the fact that Democrats hope to receive a political benefit from the January 6th investigation and hearings. So the story noted that the hearings, quote, carry high political stakes. And it reported something we talked about yesterday, that Democrats have retained an experienced television executive. That would be James Goldston, former president of ABC News, who's going to produce the show for them. And they have organized scores of watch parties across the country in hopes of generating interest. Now, the paper quoted a person named Anant Shankar Osorio, who is a progressive political messaging specialist, saying that, quote, both Democrat base surge voters and swing voters were motivated by increased attention on the Capitol riot. January 6th, she said, is very much salient and highly negative to these likely midterm voters. So basically, they're seeing that Democratic base voters and possible swing voters, they're motivated by more attention to the Capitol riot. So Democrats want there to be more attention to the Capitol riot. Now, the New York Times also said this. Democrats have met with networks about carrying the hearing live in prime time and have scheduled more than 90 watch events in various states, including a, quote, flagship event at the Robert A. Taft Memorial in Washington, where a large screen will be set up and attendees will get free ice cream. Well, there you have it. Free ice cream. I mean, how can you beat that? It's interesting. We haven't heard from the entertainment networks yet, ABC, CBS, NBC, and other entertainment networks, whether they're going to actually cover these hearings, broadcast these hearings, live on Thursday night. So we just don't know what they'll do, but Democrats are meeting with them, of course, in hopes that they will. And they're also holding all these watch events, including the one in Washington where you can watch the hearing on a big screen and you'll get free ice cream. Can't beat that. Now, all of this talk was a little too, what's the word, obvious for Democrats like David Axelrod. You remember David Axelrod. He was President Obama's longtime strategist, advisor. Now does a lot of commentary on CNN. On Tuesday morning, on Twitter, he linked to this New York Times piece I've been discussing, and he tweeted, quote, if I were a member of the January 6th committee, stories like these, casting the hearings as a political cudgel, would make me very unhappy. Conversely, Republicans who hope to dismiss damning findings as partisan will seize on them. Let the facts speak for themselves. Okay, so he would be very unhappy with stories that cast the hearings as a political cudgel. But of course, the hearings are a political cudgel. I mean, one can understand Axelrod's chagrin. You can certainly understand Axelrod's chagrin here, but the facts do speak for themselves. And it is a fact that Democrats who hope to benefit politically from the January 6th hearings, they hope to benefit politically from the January 6th hearings. One other note in this, by the way. The Times also reported that a significant portion of Thursday's primetime hearing, quote, will focus on the Proud Boys, a far-right group whose members have been charged with seditious conspiracy in connection with the storming of the Capitol. Now, apparently Democrats have included testimony from a British documentary filmmaker named Nick Quested, whom the Proud Boys allowed inside the group to record. He was kind of embedded with the Proud Boys, recording their members in action in the days leading up to January 6th. You know, what can you say about that? This is, when you're in law enforcement, you know, one of the best things you can get is when, you know, your target, possible perpetrators, suspects, announce what they've done on social media, or maybe they invite a documentary filmmaker to more memorialize what they're doing. So kind of a gift to law enforcement there from the Proud Boys. In any event, the filmmaker was with them, and he's going to testify at this hearing. Now, as it happens, making the Proud Boys kind of the star of the hearing, the committee is the beneficiary of a very lucky coincidence. On Monday, just as January 6th week was kicking off and the Democrats were rolling out the themes that they hope to pursue on TV, the Justice Department issued a new superseding indictment, I believe the third, the new superseding indictment of the Proud Boys, charging them with seditious conspiracy. And that is the charge referenced in the New York Times story. So a new, more serious indictment came just in time for the big premiere. Very fortunate circumstance for January 6th committee Democrats. So all of this partisan planning raises an intriguing question. The January 6th committee was appointed entirely by Democrats. What if there were any Republican-appointed members of the January 6th committee? I mean, there aren't, but what would the hearing be like if there were? So let's do a little history here. Remember that congressional committees, except for the January 6th committee, are made up of members chosen by both parties, by the leader of the majority, in this case, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the leader of the minority, in this case, the Republican or the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy. So last July, July 2021, when Pelosi created the committee, McCarthy nominated five Republican members. That's how it works in the House. The leaders of both parties choose their members. And McCarthy nominated Jim Banks, Jim Jordan, Kelly Armstrong, Rodney Davis, and Troy Nels. Now, in an unprecedented move, word is unprecedented, Pelosi vetoed Banks and Jordan. And she said, quote, "The unprecedented nature of January 6th demands this unprecedented decision." Okay, so it really was unprecedented. And it was a move that, in the words of Politico at the time, quote, "sent shockwaves through the House." It was that unusual. So in response, Kevin McCarthy, he had nominated five members. Pelosi had vetoed two of them. He just withdrew them all. Now, the rationale, maybe it was right, maybe it was wrong. The rationale was that if Pelosi was going to abandon precedent by nixing some of the opposition party members, then the opposition party was not going to go along with it and be a party to what Pelosi was doing. So McCarthy withdrew all of his nominations, and Pelosi appointed the entire committee. So the panel's two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, were appointed by Pelosi. So while it is not accurate to call the committee all Democratic, it is accurate to say that it is entirely Democratic appointed. So I was going to get into this question. What would it be like if there were, in addition to the Democrats on the committee, Republican appointed members? And I'm going to talk about that next.
Hey guys, we know it's hard to keep up with all the news these days, but don't worry, because we're here to talk and laugh about it all. Justin Trudeau is acting like a dictator with his proposal to freeze handgun sales. Pelosi's husband is all over the news after he got a DUI, and it finally feels like summer. Hey, it's the Chicks here from the Chicks on the Right podcast. Download and subscribe to our daily podcast to hear us pick apart and pick on the news of the day. Politics to pop culture, nobody's safe, but it's all fun. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about what it would be like if there were Republican-appointed members of the January 6th committee. And first, I do want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast. It would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes or anywhere you get your podcasts, and it would be hugely appreciated personally by me. So subscribe if you can. So what would it be like? What would Thursday night's big premiere be like if there were Republican-appointed Republicans on the committee? Now, the only certain answer is that, unlike now, there would be a difference of perspectives among the members. There would be members to challenge the assertion of other members who could then respond. There would be differences of emphasis. There would be, in short, the kind of interactions that congressional committees are supposed to have. The reason the committee appointments are divided between Republicans and Democrats is to get differing perspectives on various issues before the committee, to not have a committee in which everybody is appointed by one party and agrees. I mean, that's, and you know, there will be Democrats who say, well, of course, there's simply nothing to disagree about January 6th that was bad. Well, it was bad, but there is stuff to disagree about. There are different perspectives to have. There are different emphases to have. There are some elements of it that may strike, you know, like do you look at Proud Boys organizing, or do you look at Capitol Police response? I mean, there are difference in emphases, different subjects that different members might find important. And that's why we divide committees among the parties. And that's what you don't have here. And if you did have it, you would have the kind of interactions in the January 6th committee that other committees routinely have. But don't look for that to happen. At the moment, by the way, Republicans are totally in the dark about this. And so I texted with a Republican aide on Tuesday morning, and this was about the time David Axelrod was being chagrined by what was appearing in the New York Times. So I said, you know, what would it be like? And he said, the biggest thing we miss, this quote, the biggest thing we miss from not being on the committee is that we don't know particularly what's coming. During the first impeachment, okay, that was the first impeachment of President Donald Trump. During the first impeachment, our members were in the depositions and heard evidence from Democratic witnesses. We don't have that here, and that makes it tough to know how to respond. So in that impeachment proceeding, they would have witnesses in, and there would be Republicans. Even though it was run by Democrats, they were in the majority, they ran the impeachment, but Republicans were in the room. They could ask questions. That was hugely valuable. Don't have that here. Obviously, this is continuing to quote from the Republican aide, obviously, we all saw January 6th take place, but we just don't know what these supposed 1,000 people have said behind closed doors, end quote. Now, that was a reference to news accounts in which committee sources said they have interviewed more than 1,000 witnesses. None of those interviews have been witnessed, much less participated in, by Republican-appointed members. So, there it is. The show is going to go on. Thursday night, prime time. Free ice cream if you're in Washington. There will no doubt, be important information presented in this hearing. The Capitol riot was a momentous event, and it called out for investigation. It had to be investigated. It was so big and so important and so consequential. It had to be investigated. Okay, so doing it through the congressional committee system seemed to be, well, it was one way you could do it. It was momentous, called out for investigation. But beneath all the partisanship and the showmanship that we're going to see from the January 6th committee on Thursday night, beneath all that partisanship and showmanship, the hearing will lack the fundamental structure of other congressional hearings, and viewers will be the worse for it. That's what's going to happen. So that's what I wanted to talk about today as far as the January 6th committee is concerned. A lot going on. Not entirely sure how it's all going to play out, but I'm glad you could listen. Always appreciate it when you can listen, and hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of The Byron York Show.